You're listening to SBS News.
Residents of Kentucky, where a tornado ripped through a number of counties, have been left without heat, water or electricity. At least 64 people have been killed. Others are injured or trying to start the slow process of cleaning up.
There was a roar and then I heard a swoosh, which it was sucking stuff out. And I was sitting here praying. It was scary.
Many have lost everything in the lead up to the most festive time of year.
We had quite a bit of presents for our little son Michael and stuff like that. But Christmas time, you want to be able to be at home, enjoy the family, the holidays and Christmas lights up and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? But like I'm saying, I'm sure we can still have a great Christmas. You know what I mean? But I'm just so grateful that I'll be able to have my son for Christmas.
Kentucky authorities say the sheer level of destruction is hindering their ability to tally the devastation from Friday night's storms. An emotional state governor, Andy Beshear, worried the number of fatalities may still rise.
Remember, this is fluid and the numbers will change. And sometimes they have, thank God, gone down. Other times they've gone up. Just a few more facts about those we've lost. 18 are still unidentified of the ones that we know. The age range is 5 months to 86 years, and 6 are younger than 18. I know, like the folks in Western Kentucky, I'm not doing so well today, and I'm not sure how many of us are.
United States President Joe Biden will be visiting the area with White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, saying he'll be focused on meeting with locals.
We did finalize the travel and announce it was to Fort Campbell, Kentucky for a storm briefing and to Mayfield and Dawson Springs, Kentucky to survey storm damage. And I would expect while he's there, he will receive an update from local authorities on what their needs are, see local elected officials and discuss in person with them and make sure they're getting what they need.
The president himself has offered the community his sympathies.
It's just devastating. And so, And I worry, quite frankly, about, how can I say it, the mental health of these people. You come home and you see that, if you made it, and if you haven't, if you lost someone in the meantime. You know, thank God it doesn't seem like the numbers are quite as high as we anticipated, but they're high. You come home, you've lost your husband, wife, mother, father, children, somebody along the line. And what do? Where do you go? That's what worries me most, the uncertainty.
Vice President Kamala Harris also pledging the full support of the administration.
Our hearts, of course, go out to the communities that have been impacted. You lost so much and so quickly. So we are committed, the president and I and our administration, to helping you and to helping to heal the wounds, which will probably be long lasting. And we will continue, of course, to monitor the situation closely and to do everything in our power as the federal government and as leaders to help you get through this.
Governor Beshear says he believes the tornado will likely be classified as an EF5, the strongest tornado category, but knows the community will make a full recovery.
It's hard. We've had a pandemic the last 2 years. We've had a historic ice storm. We had flooding that had some of our eastern Kentucky towns underwater, and now we have this. We'll push through all of it because we don't have a choice, and we're strong enough to do it.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.